The sanctuary for Roman Catholics is not the entire church, but this raised section, which is generally preserved or reserved for the priest and the deacon. This raised section is where we find our altar. The word altar in part means something that is raised, like our word alto, or it means to be high, right? And I'd like just to begin talking a little bit, first of all, about the stained glass windows, these two amazing, amazing windows from Beyer Studio in Philadelphia. These are called our Magnificat windows because St. Luke has a prayer of Our Lady called the Magnificat, which is, in part, you'll see it incorporated into these two windows. The window on the left-hand side, or the western side, is of the Annunciation, the central panel. And this is just, I think it's my favorite Annunciation on the planet. It shows Our Lady surrounded by mountain laurel and local birds, and the angel comes to her as an Appalachian woman. She's wrapped in a Appalachian quilt. The quilt pattern that you see there is called the North Star pattern, which is a reference to the Stella Maris, which is also a reference to or a title of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so you'll see throughout the church this geometric pattern of glass that's all throughout the church, which is repeating that quilt pattern, which is the Stella Maris. And so the whole parish church is wrapped in an Appalachian quilt, even though it's many, many beautiful jewel tones. The top part of this window is the triangle where you see the first 4 days of the creation story from Genesis. The Holy Spirit is hovering above the earth in creation, but also hovering above the Blessed Virgin Mary, wherein she is to conceive the Lord. And each of the four angels appear to represent the first 4 days of the creation story. On the bottom you see St. Francis, St. Edith Stein or Teresa Benedict of the Cross, St. Patrick, and St. Teresa of Avila. Edith Stein converted to Catholicism after reading Teresa of Avila's book, and so these two Teresas are looking at one another in this window. If you have a chance, go up and study and observe close-hand all the detail in these amazing glass windows. On the other side, you'll see the Assumption of and the Coronation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the top part of that window, you'll see the last 3 days of creation. You'll notice the seventh day is the sleeping angel. But the sixth day is the creation of man, and you'll see the angel with the red ribbon in her hand. That's the DNA, or the deoxyribonucleic acid of man. God the Father here is dropping stars down onto Our Lady, crowning her in heaven. The bottom section has Saint Benedict, who was a great missionary saint in the church. St. Margaret of Scotland, a mother, a queen, a remarkable holy lady. There's St. Boniface, the English Benedictine, who was the evangelist to the Germans, and then also you see here another Margaret. We have Margaret Clitheroe, who was a martyr during the Protestant Reformation. She was crushed to death because of her Catholic faith. On these two bottom windows, it's funny, we have two Teresas on one side and two Margarets on the other side, but it just worked out that way. We were trying to pick people that represented different times, period, history of the church, different aspects of the church, different kinds of saints. Let's talk a little bit now about the altar. The altar is sometimes completely covered. Depending on what season of the year it is, you may see nothing but beautiful altar cloth. But sometimes it's almost naked, in which case you can see the bas-relief of the Lord's Supper on the front and the two bas-reliefs of the kneeling angels on the sides. And one of the more charming qualities or details of that are two false eyelashes on those two angels that were put in by those people who carved these in the Philippines. The altar, the ambo, the baptismal font, the Stations of the Cross all come to us from the Philippines. And they're all in the Spanish Baroque style. The Philippines were part of Mexico. They were part of the Spanish empire at one point. And so even though they come to us from the Philippines, they look like, in many ways, like they came to us from Spain or were carved here in maybe Latin America. And they're very, very beautiful. The altar cloths themselves are works of art, each and every case, and they're usually very precious. We only burn 100% beeswax. Candles on the altar, which is very precious because the altar is so important to us. The altar is the center of our Catholic worship, really. It's where we have the Lord's Supper, the Mass, the Thanksgiving, the Eucharist. We celebrate in remembrance of the Lord and that He bade us to do, and which we have done day in and day out ever since. And this is not only central to our worship, but it's also central to our lives. We come before altars to make promises, to take vows, and the altar is a reminder of the Lord's covenant to His people, but it's also a reminder that we have made a covenant sometimes with one another and with Him. And so it's a memory stone of sorts. It will remind us to be obedient to those vows that we have taken. Inside the altar, incidentally, there's a tiny piece of marble that covers, that you'll never see, that's on the top part of the altar that's always covered with cloth. But therein, there's a small relic of St. John of the Cross, a Spanish saint who would have been a friend of Teresa of Avila, and he would have also been someone who would have been contemporaneous with some of the first Spanish missions that were built in Georgia. The tabernacle is the brass, sort of central most chest, if you will, and that's where the Blessed Sacrament is kept. The red light that blinks nearby is to remind us that the presence of the Lord is here, and so we approach this sanctuary. We genuflect traditionally as Catholics because this is where our Lord is present amongst us. He said that He would be with us always, even unto the ends of the earth, and that includes Jasper, and we're happy about that. The ambo is the pulpit, sometimes called. That's where the Word of God is proclaimed. You'll notice at the back wall, there's the rood, or the cross, or crucifix. It's an interesting crucifix. It's very beautiful, but there's a mistake on it. And I will give you a hint. The mistake is on which side the Lord is pierced. Anyway, it's ours, and we're not getting rid of it, but it's an interesting mistake. The organ casing is covered up with these beautiful paintings in niches that are form what we call the reredos or retablo. It's this backdrop or altarpiece that you see with all the different portraits in it. And we'd like to talk a little bit about these paintings right now. On the Blessed Virgin Mary side, there'll be three of St. Junipero Serra, the founder of California, St. Kateri Tikakwitha, and we have a relic of hers, and she's a Native American saint, and we have her portrait here. And we have Father Francis Xavier Silos. We have a relic of his in the parish as well. And these three are American, or related to our New World. The front of the reredos, we see St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Martin of Tours, St. Therese of Lisieux, and St. Vincent de Paul. And on the other side of the front, we see Father Miguel Pro, Mother Seton, St. Edmund Campion, the martyr from the time of the Reformation in England, St. Joan of Arc, and St. Louis the King. These are people from all sorts of different places, different times of history in the church, different walks of life, and they're all heroes. They're all part of our family of saints and our ancestors in the faith, and we honor them here in these remarkable portraits done here in Georgia. Each one, again, a treasure, but collectively, they're just so refreshing and charming as American art. And then if you walk around to the side of St. Joseph, you'll see the last three portraits of saints, and that is John Paul II, St. Monica, and St. Thomas More. And each and every one of these people are someone that you really need to know about, and we need to know about, and so we honor them here. And it's appropriate that they should wrap the organ casing, because that's where we hear the organ from, and these are saints in heaven. They're in their heavenly choir, and they look out at us and direct our lives and inspire us. And so great, wonderful art up here in the sanctuary, and it's a place where you could kneel in the pew and really spend some quiet time praying, and so we encourage you to do so as a part of your pilgrimage here at Our Lady of the Mountains.